Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
An hour before a midnight deadline yesterday, the Trump administration filed a brief asking the Supreme Court to overturn all of President Obama's Affordable Care Act. The court will likely hear arguments on the case this fall, in the middle of a pandemic and an election season. Joining us to look at that and other news from the week on Capitol Hill is NPR congressional correspondent Kelsey Snell. Hi, Kelsey.
Hi there.
And let's start with the Affordable Care Act. Republicans have wanted to get rid of this law for years. What's the Trump administration arguing now?
Well, they're basically arguing that Congress rendered the Affordable Care Act unconstitutional when they zeroed out the penalty for failing to buy insurance. People may remember that as the individual mandate, and it was supposed to phase in, but congressional Republicans stepped in and removed the penalty. You know, we often hear them talking about how they killed the individual mandate, but by law, it actually still exists. It's just the penalty is $0, and they could theoretically restore it in a future Congress. But what the administration is arguing is that Congress intended all elements of the Affordable Care Act to work together in tandem. And if one pillar is gone, that being the individual mandate, then the whole thing has to go.
Now, let's be clear. The administration and Republicans have tried to get rid of this, but they haven't yet come up with anything to replace it. And that's going to be tough in this climate.
Oh, absolutely. And that's part of why they abandoned later attempts to repeal the Affordable Care Act before the 2018 election, because they couldn't agree on how to replace it. It's actually a drama that kept on playing out and turned into a major message of that 2018 midterm election. Democrats say it's part of why they won so dramatically and took control of the House. I mean, it was the election of health care. Democrats said that they were there to protect your health care, and Republicans were there to take it away. And voters heard that. And it came at a time when public sentiment and support for the ACA had climbed to really record highs, particularly the portion that protects people with pre-existing conditions, which is still popular now.
And this time around, it comes at a time of a massive global pandemic. More than 124,000 people have died in this country. What do you make of the timing and the optics trying to make a big switch with healthcare in the middle of this health crisis?
Democrats are already all over this. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi called it an act of unfathomable cruelty last night in a statement. You know, they say that in this moment, there are millions of people losing jobs. And for a lot of people, that means losing their employer-sponsored health care. Democrats say those people are looking for coverage on the exchanges that were created by the ACA. And if you got rid of it, there would be millions and millions of additional uninsured people. And that is something that they say is completely unacceptable in this time.
And what about the timeline here? It will be argued in the fall, very likely decided after the election. I assume it's safe to say this is going to play a big role in the general election.
You can definitely bet that. We don't know exactly when the arguments will happen, but the filing itself guarantees that this will be part of what people are messaging on. You know, Democrats are already saying that science is on the ballot. That's the way that Pelosi has been framing it. And, you know, healthcare, as I said before, was really successful for Democrats in 2018, and now they get to revive that in a presidential year.
I want to ask you about coronavirus relief efforts. I'm sure you've seen the numbers here. The U.S. reported 40,000 new cases of COVID-19 yesterday. That was a record for the second day in a row. Are these numbers at all changing the conversation on Capitol Hill about whether or not another relief package is on its way?
We do know that Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has said that he wants to make this an issue for the month of July, and he says that any new relief will begin in the Senate. Now, that isn't really a good clue as to what will be in the package, though, because Republicans and Democrats really disagree about what should be included. Democrats say that there needs to be expanded unemployment insurance. That's $600 that unemployed people get now from the federal government. It expires at the end of July, and Democrats worry that people won't be able to make rent or will have to be choosing between, say, keeping the lights on and paying for medicine without that additional money. But Republicans are really resistant to moving forward with that. So I expect that's going to be a big part of the fight.
Kelsey, weigh in on one of the primary races that is making headlines this week. Congressman Elliot Engel, a Democrat of New York for more than 30 years, chair of the powerful House Foreign Affairs Committee, appears to have lost his primary. Now, the results are not confirmed yet, but Jamal Bowman, a black middle school principal and a progressive, is ahead. How's this going over among Democrats?
You know, it's House Speaker Pelosi was asked about this, and she said that she wasn't clear that it was decided yet if Engel had lost his race. So I think that speaks a little bit to where Democrats are on this.
Establishment backing him up.
Yeah, I mean, we don't know if this is a trend or how this will play out going forward, but there is obviously a lot of energy in the progressive side of the Democratic Party and in that movement. Should note that this is a race very similar in many, many ways to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez when she challenged Joe Crowley in New York there. So the dynamics as I've talked to strategists, they say they're quite similar. So we'll wait and see if this plays out at a greater scale in the upcoming election.
All right. That's NPR's congressional correspondent, Kelsey Snell. Thanks for joining us, as always.
Thank you.